And you're tuned to 90.3 KNBA, Alaska's native voice. It's Morning Line time for the Morning Line segment where we talk about different things happening in our community. We also heard Jason Isbell in the foreign unit, John Hyatt, and Lucy Dacus in that set of music. But I've got a special guest in the studio and a special contributor to Morning Line, Rodney McCord. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's happening?
Tomorrow is the SCF family gathering night on the SCF campus. The SCF campus is located 4501 Diplomacy Drive, Anchorage, Alaska. This is a monthly potluck event. Everyone is welcome to join, bring a dish to share, and enjoy the festivities. Activities vary from beading, games, ceramic, painting, music, native dancing, and time with family and friends. Our future dance group today is going to be the Atna Dance Group with Arthur Stevens, and he's here to tell you a little bit about his dance group.
Hey, good morning out there. Really grateful to be here. Thanks for the invite, Frank and Rodney. I just want to give a shout out to Rodney, man. I really appreciate everything you're doing out there for our community, man. So again, my name is Arthur Stevens. My Atna name is Kenai, which translates to double axe. I'm from the Hongwachin and Atna Athabaskan tribe. Our specific tribe is Sakunikai, Altetne tribe. So Sakunikai is raven, Altetne is one-way people. And being matrilineal, I follow my mom's side, so that's Mentasta Lake, where the late Katie John's from. And yeah, so I just want to talk about the Atna dance group in Anchorage. So just a little bit of history on that. We started back in about 2012. And my buddy Samuel Johns and I got together one day, had lunch, and talked about wanting to get this thing revamped. And luckily there was a model, an existing model, for the Atna dance group in Anchorage. So we got that from the Facebook page. You can go check that out right now. It's on there, Atna dance group in Anchorage. And we got this thing going really good. Again, it was about 2012. I was still in college, and we were meeting bi-weekly, and we got a really good group going. And the group was geared towards helping the youth to realize their culture and realize who they were through song and dance. So we had about 20 active members. We were doing community events, performances, taking these kids out to go to the movies, bowling, hiking, and whatnot. And we had a really good thing going, but I had to take a job, and I moved to Hawaii for a while, and no one was able to take over at the time because they were just too busy, you know. Life definitely gets busy, but I understand that. And since I came back to Alaska, I've attempted to get this thing started again. So a few times here and there, and we just haven't had the momentum to get it started again. The interest wasn't really there. So Sam and I actually met recently, and we're wanting to get, instead of a dance group based solely on dance and music, start vamping this thing towards things like the history of the Atna people, different things like language, song and dance, native arts, crafts, and sciences, because our people were essentially scientists and engineers. They had to survive in subarctic temperatures. You know, they had to construct dwellings and different types of water crafts so they can get out there and get their food, different hunting mechanisms, and as well as focus on health and nutrition. So we want to incorporate all of this into this dance group to keep the thing going, to keep all our people educated on who they are, you know, where we were back, you know, 500 years ago, where we are today, and to, you know, kind of gear and place momentum for where we want to go as a people.
That sounds like a fantastic vision. And how can people join in and help contribute to that?
Well, anybody can join. Our group is not exclusive. You know, we definitely welcome anybody. So anybody can join. They can go check out the Atna Dance Group in Anchorage Facebook page. As we're starting a new group, we want to kind of do a rebranding. So we're going to be renaming the group. We're going to give it a traditional name. One thing we're kind of thinking of is Kotene, which is the Atna people culture group. So Kotene culture group. So we're still kind of working on that. But they can keep an eye out on the Atna Dance Group Facebook page, and we'll have an announcement on there that will lead them to the new Facebook page. And we'll put our events on there. We're likely going to meet bi-weekly, and we'll have a location here in town that anybody can readily access, and it'll be a potluck style thing. So there'll be food, you can bring the kids, you can come and learn about the Atna people, and it's also not strictly Atna culture. We want to invite people from all cultures, whether it be Alaska Native, Hawaiian, any type of indigenous, anyone that wants to come to share some of their culture. You know, I think coming together as a community, learning who each other are, will help to strengthen us and help to bring the whole community together.
So before we were talking on the radio, you guys were talking about your drums and how you're, like, conditioning them and stuff like that. I thought that was pretty insightful. Ronnie, how do you take care of your drums?
Usually I like to steam mine. Before we use them, we steam them to loosen them up a little bit, get them to sound right. And every time we drum, we usually steam them. That's how we take care of them. Some people like to use oil on their drums, but that's just how I do it.
You got any other tips, Arthur?
Yeah, as far as, I had a Moosehide drum, and, you know, I've heard of people putting oil in their drums. My brother, Kenny, he said not to oil my drum since it's a Moosehide drum. It wasn't necessary, but sometimes I just put over a stovetop burner, and that would help to increase the bass of the drum. This drum I made here recently, it's probably going to just do the steam thing, kind of like Rodney. It's got some good bass, and I'm kind of learning. It's my first drum, so I'm in the process of learning. I learned how to do this from a video on YouTube by Harold Northway.
So you're bringing back the traditions and bringing back the knowledge of, like, what to do with the drums and bringing back the people to come together. I really admired that. Anything else you'd like to add today? Or, you know, we do see the drum and we see the stick there, and it looks like you're got this gleam in your eye. You got something to share with us?
Always, definitely. I just want to share a song. So this song, we've been singing it for the Otna group for a while, and I just recently found out Ken Johns called me up one day over a Facebook Messenger, and he's like, "Hey, man, you know that song we sing all the time?" He's like, "That's from your people. That's from your Eagle people. That's my Hongo Chin side." You know, again, being Matchalinu with all the Atma at the Baskin side. But I want to share that song today, and I just want to share a couple words before we get into that. So I'm in cooperation with language. I'm trying to learn the proper traditional names for everything. So we call the Mintasa dialect, we call the drum Leili, and then the drumstick we call U'elth Kaleli. So with that, we're going to share a song, and Rodney is hopefully going to follow along with me. All right, here we go.
What's that song called?
So I don't know the traditional name for this song. And again, that's something that I want to gear towards this group, is anytime we sing a song that we know the meaning of that song, we want to know where it came from and the, you know, the traditional name of that song. I feel it'll be a great honor to those that compose a song. And traditionally, that's what we're supposed to do anytime that we sing a song, is to introduce that song properly. So that's going to be another mission and vision of the culture group.
If you're just joining us, we've been talking with Arthur Stevens, a fellow that wants to revamp the Otna dance group in Anchorage, as well as Rodney McCord, special contributor to our community. Thanks, guys, and good morning.
Thank you very much, and good morning.
Tanan, welcome.